I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. I don't guess I could have asked Brother Neil to choose a scripture that would have been more relevant to what I'm getting ready to preach on. Proverbs 16, verse 9. I want to preach on this one verse of Scripture. Proverbs 16, 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, I've entitled this message. I've made mention of this. Brother Scott preached on this. Every grace preacher that I know deals with this issue. But here's what I've entitled this message. Does man have a free will? That's what you was talking about, Neil. Does man have a free will? You know, the Scripture talks about, in the Old Testament, the Jews would bring a free will offering. They would bring a, you know, it was a requirement. It was a, you know, they were to bring. But the Scripture doesn't talk about man having a free will. It's not in the Scriptures. We talk about a man's will. Now, I'll tell you what Scripture does use. I'll tell you what it does use. Heart. Heart. A man deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, Proverbs, I was just looking in the margin there right beside that passage of Scripture, Proverbs 19:21 says this: there are many devices, that is, there's many intentions in a man's heart. Now, I looked up that word, heart, and that's will. That's it. There are many devices, many intentions in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Now, I want to deal with this because I'm going to tell you something. This is the issue. This is the rub right here between false religion, their rub against God's true and sovereign grace. Man by nature is born with a heart that's selfish. I want what I want. Now this verse, Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. That verse sets forth this truth. A man's heart deviseth his way. That means that a man is a creature that possesses a heart, a will, a desire to devise or to plot, to plan, to think, or to long to complete his way. A man's heart deviseth his way, his course of life. Now that's a given. That's a fact. You just write that down. He has the ability to think with a mind that designs in his mind to build a house, build an end to what he thinks he desires to do. He projects in his mind. He He has a plan, a blueprint that leads to an end that he wants. But let me tell you how far it goes. It goes only as far as the dictates of his heart is concerned, to the capacity of his ability. You know, an animal possesses an instinct to react to his environment, to do things that just happens. You know, but as being able to sit and plot next year, next week, tomorrow, I'm going to try to manipulate and stuff. Only a man. A man has a heart, a will that deviseth his way. So someone would say, well, then doesn't man have a free will? No. No. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you what a free will is. Man is capable of devising his way. I know it says that. But he's in bondage because there's limits on what that man can do. Now here's what I'm saying. A man does devise his way, but man by nature, as he's born in Adam, has one heart, one will, one thought process, and it's evil. Genesis 6:5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, the thoughts of his will, that heart that deviseth his way, every thought, every imagination was only evil continually. It was only evil. So here's a question that's answered from the mouth of our Lord, Matthew 12:34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? How do you think that you have the capability? How can you? Not how may you. How can you? For out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the will, as a man or woman is born in Adam, their mouth speaketh evil. A man born in Adam. I'm talking about a man just born the way he's just naturally born. He's got a nature. It's all the same. Every man, every woman born is born a rebel against God. That's what God said. Man can plot, devise, think through, plan his course of life, but if the root of his reasoning is evil, then all that comes forth from his plans are evil. A man deviseth his way. Job 15:14-16. What is man that he should be clean? And he which is born of woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he, that is the Lord, putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? You know, you tell an unbeliever, the scripture says that as a man is born in his father Adam, as he's naturally born, you are nothing else than a God-hating, Christ resenting, rebel against God. You've never thought a good thought. You've never done a good deed. Whatever you think is good, tainted with sin, is rottenness before God Almighty. It stinks in His nostrils. Man, I'm telling you, you'll think, they'll think, I'm not like that. Yes, we are. And a believer, you tell a believer that, and he'll raise his hand and say, I'm the first one to agree with you. I'm telling you, I've told you this before and I mean it. In me, that is in my flesh, I'm telling you, you're looking at the most disrespectful person you've ever met before God. I've never had a good thought in myself. I've never had a kind word to say as I'm born in Adam. That's what Paul meant when he said, O wretched man that I am. The Scripture says, Psalm 14:3, they're all gone aside, they're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. And the first thing that Almighty God is going to show somebody that He's going to show mercy to, He's going to show them what they are. And they'll admit, by the grace of God, when God gives them a new heart, a new will, that's the first thing they'll say, Mitch. That's me. That's me. So I know that the unbeliever devises nothing but evil from an evil heart. He devises. A man's heart deviseth his way. He's free. But he's free only to rebel against God, to desire evil, because that's all that's within his heart. But he has no heart, no desire, no will to do good. It's not there. It's just not there. Free. Free. Every time I go home, the last 2 or 3 weeks, about halfway between here and the house, just before you get to the church right up here, Willow Tree Church, 2 or 3 houses back, there's a dog that's chained up. And the chain, Carl, is about as long as from me to you. Mark, you've seen this, Michelle. And look, that dog has got a semicircle worn. When a car comes this way, he's after that car. And when he's coming this way, and he's after that car right there. And I'm telling you, the ground is worn. And you know that dog can run anywhere he wants to as long as he don't try to extend past the chain. Is he free? No. He's bound. You say, well, he can run anywhere he wants to. Yeah. And an evil man can rebel against God all he wants to. But that's all it's going to be. Evil. I know, Paul says, that in me, that is in my flesh, the way I'm born, there dwelleth no good thing. For to will, now that he knows God, to think, to devise, is present with me. Now here's a new man talking. But how to perform, how to work, how to fully accomplish, how to finish that which is good, I find not, I perceive not. You see, a man that is unconverted, he has one desire. He deviseth his way, and everything he deviseth is evil against God. Now, a believer. Does a believer have a free will? No. No. I just read it to you. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. That's the way I was born. But now there's a new man there. And as it got a new heart, there's a new will, there's a new desire. For to will, to think, to devise, now is present with me. But here's where my free will is stopped, is shown to be not there. Let me say it like that. But how to perform, how to work it, how to fully accomplish and finish that which is good. He said, I don't have it. I don't have it. Even a new man can desire, can will, can long to be fully faithful. You that know Him in regenerating grace, I'm going to tell you what you think. I would desire to be faithful. I would long. I would desire to think rightly before God. To speak with respect. I would long to never let anything that anybody says to me ruffle my feathers. And I would long to seek after peace and speak comfortably to God's people, speak respectfully of God's people, and defend their character. I would long to do that. But I'm telling you, there's an old man in me that wars against my flesh. And though I have an ability, a new heart, that deviseth my way, a believer loves Christ. That's what Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. You know I do. Now, he said that after he denied him three times. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. But how to perform that which I would, I find not. A believer's heart made willing in the day of God's power deviseth, longs after, hungers for, to follow after God, to know Him. Oh, that I might know Him, Paul said. Don't you think Paul knew it? Oh, to be led by His Spirit, to walk by faith. Lord, I believe. Help mine unbelief. And to have no confidence in my flesh. I'm telling you, I can devise that. I can hunger for that. Long for that. And I'm telling you, there is an old man in me that tells me, man, you're exceptional. Wow. How in the world did you ever accomplish that? That's a lie. I know that. That heart is deceitful. Above all things. A believer deviseth his way. But to perfectly perform it and never think highly of himself, oh, how weak I am. A believer agrees with the psalmist, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy, for thy truth's sake. Yes. Man has a will that desires what his heart dictates. But no man has a free will. Because I'm going to tell you now what a free will is. Free means able to accomplish. No bounds whatsoever. No obstructions whatsoever. Nothing to stop me. Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Now that's a free will. There's a will that's free. Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart's in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. That's free. Brothers of Joseph, remember when they sold him into bondage? And truly, they devised their way. That's what they wanted to do. Do you think his brothers, when they sold him to that caravan, do you think that's what they wanted to do? They sure did. But who directed their ways? Genesis 50:20, after Joseph was put, sold him into bondage, he went into Egypt, was raised up second in command, just right under Pharaoh. I mean, Joseph had a free hand to be able to dispose of the corn, stuff like whoever came. He had to come to Joseph. There's a picture of Christ. But they came, these brothers, the Lord put them, the ones that sold him into bondage, he put them in a famine. They're going to have to go. You know who they're going to have to talk to? They're going to have to talk to Joseph. One they sold. They didn't know who he was. Didn't even recognize him anymore. He knew who they were. And here's what he told them. After he told them what they'd done and who he was and who they were, he said, "But as for you, you thought, you devised evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." The greatest comfort for the believer is to know that his way is directed, is ordered by the Lord. It is Almighty God who directs the steps of His people. By His Holy Spirit, guides them according to His Word, moves heaven and earth for their good and for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. The steps of the wicked, just like the brothers of Joseph. Now you listen. The steps of the wicked are directed by Almighty God. Psalm 76:10 says this, "Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shall thou restrain." God Almighty is going to allow a man, a woman, to do exactly what they want to do. And He's going to, through their rebellion, their directing, their ordering, their devising of their way, the Lord is going to direct the steps. I'm telling you, Almighty God alone has a free will. One of the greatest confessions of God's sovereignty was set forth in closing here by Nebuchadnezzar. As I said before, I don't know if Nebuchadnezzar knew God. I don't know. We leave that to the Lord. The Lord knows. But what he said was so. He said, "All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, 'What are you doing? What doest thou?' Saying that a man has a free will, a free heart, is to attempt to put a man on the same plane as God." Proverbs 19:21, I read this right at the beginning. "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." A man deviseth his way. Out of a wicked heart, he deviseth nothing but evil thoughts before God. And the Lord's going to direct his steps. A new man, born from above, born in Christ, he has a new heart. To will is present with him now. Now he hungers after righteousness. He hungers after Christ. He loves you. I want to hear. Let me just tell me what God has to say. But I'm going to tell you, Paul says, "But how to perform that which is good?" I don't have that. Why? Because my heart is not free. I am not omnipotent. Free will means that you devise and have the power to accomplish that which you devise. And nobody save God Almighty has a free will. So the next time somebody tells you, man has a free will, you'll say, wait a minute. If you understood what free will, what you're saying, you'd admit, no, that's not right. Man is the object of God's good pleasure to do whatsoever He will. May the Lord have mercy on our souls today for Christ's sake.